This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday the number of cases of infected with the new coronavirus in China has stabilized, but that apparent slowdown in the epidemic spread should be viewed with extreme caution. At the end of a two-day meeting on research and innovation into measures to tackle the new viral outbreak, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that his organization fears that outbreaks in countries with weaker healthcare systems than China.
Our greatest fear remains the damage this coronavirus could do in a country like DRC. Even as the flames of one outbreak begin to die down, we're fighting another fire front.
Meanwhile, the provincial health commission in Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, announced Thursday that the number of deaths rose by a number more than twice the prior provincial record. U.S. President Trump has praised Attorney General William Barr for withdrawing the sentence recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant. AP correspondent Tim McGuire with details.
President Trump says Attorney General William Barr and others at the Justice Department were right to pull back the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation for Trump's good friend, Roger Stone.
You have murderers and drug addicts. They don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, obstructing Congress, and witness tampering. In protest, the four prosecutors resigned from the case. One also quit the Justice Department. Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee March 31st after Democrats on the panel questioned if he has misused the criminal justice system for political purposes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Italy's Senate voted Wednesday to lift far-right leader Matteo Salvini's immunity from prosecution. As Lucy Fielder reports, the former interior minister can now face trial over his refusal to let migrants disembark at an Italian port.
The accusation that he illegally detained migrants at sea last year when he refused, as interior minister at the time, to let them disembark from the Gregoretti Coast Guard vessel, ignoring pleas from human rights groups. Magistrates believe that was an abuse of power that amounted to de facto kidnapping. In his 14 months at the Interior Ministry, Salvini made tackling migrant boats a priority, barring ports to them and threatening charities operating them with fees. Under Italian law, former ministers can't be tried for actions undertaken while in office, unless Parliament authorizes it.
That is Lucy Fielder reporting for Reuters. NATO has agreed in principle to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that the alliance role would consist of handling some of the coalition's current training activities, but Stoltenberg said NATO forces would only go and stay at the invitation of Iraq's government.
Let me be clear. NATO is in Iraq on the invitation of the Iraqi government. And we will only stay in Iraq as long as we are welcome.
The move is direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The United States is hoping NATO partners will send additional forces to Iraq to allow some American forces to pull out. The chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party has stepped down. This is after the botched vote counting in the state's caucuses, the presidential caucuses. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The bungled tallying of votes in the Iowa caucuses has cost a key official his job. Troy Price has announced his resignation as chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party, saying in a letter, "I am deeply sorry for what happened." Technical glitches led to a delay of several days before the Iowa Democratic Party reported results from the February 3rd caucuses. However, the Associated Press believes the results, as reported by the party, may not be fully accurate. The Iowa Democratic Party instituted new rules for the 2020 caucuses that it said were meant to enhance transparency in the process. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.